Welcome to Markets Now. I'm Michelle Rook along with Garrett Toy of Ag Trader Talk. Well, we've seen two-sided trade in a lot of the grain and livestock futures trade right now. We're kind of mixed over in the livestock. We're unchanged to a bit lower on the grains. And let's talk first of all, Garrett, about the fact that outside markets are having influence today after the jobs report, especially with the dollar pushing back higher, right?
Yeah, the dollar has rallied. We're only about 20 ticks here off of our highs. That's caused kind of a reversal in crude, which is not helping matters. Crude was $2 higher at one point. Now we're $2 lower. And actually, you know, corn's trying to push higher here a little bit. It's acting fairly resilient in the face of these weaker outside markets. But generally some headwinds here today. The non-farm payrolls came in 500,000. The U.S. economy added 500,000 plus jobs in the month of January, which is well above the 130,000 expected. So that causes causing us to kind of reevaluate positions here. First off, the expectations of a U.S. recession. You know, if we're adding these kind of jobs in the month of January in the face of recession, we heard all about the Amazon layoffs, all the tech layoffs, Salesforce, all these different companies that are announcing layoffs. But it seems like it was this kind of the squeaking wheel got the grease as far as the headlines were concerned when the economy added these other jobs elsewhere. So that begs the question whether the recession is here or whether we're in a recession. That's not a recessionary type number. And it also raises the question about where we're at as far as interest rate hikes. And if the economy has been able to withstand the amount of rate hikes that we've had to this point, then it probably means that we're going to see more rate hikes. Now we've had a rate hike this week, expectations for another one next month. But the commentary that, you know, post Fed is that, they feel that they have inflation under control, but their fear is that they relax things too quickly. Then inflation comes roaring back. So they're still in a hawkish type mode and looking to raise rates here.
Absolutely. The other thing, corn yesterday and today, and actually earlier this week, we've continued to hit resistance up at the upper end of the trading range here. So technically, we're having trouble, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We traded to 685. We traded right that trend line resistance and held. We went back to 680 today. In fact, that's the high of the day. So we're asking this corn market at 685 to break out of its range. We've had some positive fundamental news here, but at the same time, with ethanol and gasoline demand, crude has been stuck in the $70 to $80 range. And crude, you failed to break out above 80, and now we're back to $74. So, in my opinion, it's going to be pretty tough for corn to break out of its range if crude can't, especially in the face of ethanol. I think we bide our time here. Any weakness in here, we are the cash market fundamentally, on the export front. So, any weakness in here, we should find some export demand.
You bet. So soybeans have also run up into some chart resistance this week. At the same time, we've had new contract highs in soybean meal for the last few days. Are you thinking that soybean meal market will head over 500? And will that be enough to keep soybeans moving up into this resistance area and finally get above it or not?
Yeah, we came within a stone's throw of 500 bucks today. Our contract high is 499.20. I do think that the market's rationing at this point. The money market long is extremely long. This meal market, we're due for correction, but I don't know, whoever's trying to pick a top here is trying to be a hero that we is not going to be a great position to be in. We're due for a correction of meal. I think we're rationing. DDG prices have come off from their highs in December. I'm hearing hog producers already shifting to more DDGs and lysine from these meal at $500. But fundamentally, there's a reason that we're here. I mean, U.S. Processing capacity, whether it's ethanol crush or whether it's oilseed crush, continues to struggle. I mean, we had two poor numbers. We had December ethanol grind was the lowest on record, and that explains why DDG prices were so firm in December. And then oilseed crush came in lighter than expected. That's going to be that's why we're here, along with the Argentine drought. It's not just Argentine drought. So we're due for a correction. We're all kind of watching and waiting when the South American farmer engages here with harvest. At this point, you know, things are running a little bit behind. I'm not concerned about it. Last year's pace was pretty quick. Over the course of the next 2-3 weeks, then the South American farmer should be a bigger seller, and that's going to add more headwinds to the soybean market.
Yeah, and you compare this year to last year in terms of harvest pace in Brazil, they had drought, so it was going to be a quick harvest anyways. That makes absolutely sense. So the cattle market, we've scored new contract highs there a couple times this week. So are we seeing a little bit of consolidation here today after hitting some chart resistance, or is this just waiting for cash trade development?
I think a little bit of both. Feb's traded right to 160, right on the dot. That's our contract high. We're getting close to expiration here. The April's are firmer. Highs at 164.22 today, but I think we are waiting on cash. I mean, we had the firmer cash last week. We had to wait on it. Whether we see that trend continue this week as far as a later cash trade, I don't know. Last week was a little bit different because we did have the cattle report early in the week, which we don't have next week. So the fact of the matter is, I mean, I think that it largely depends on cash trade. You know, like I said, this 160 is a lid here, and that's a magic number. If we do get a cash trade at the higher end of the range, then obviously we're going to push through that high. But I think we're just kind of, for lack of a term, just treading water here near term.
Yeah. Lots of calls for higher cash here for this week. So we'll see if the feedlots can hold out and see what we get yet this afternoon. Hog market, we've had two-sided trade, a lot of volatility lately, which I know we usually see sometimes when a market is trying to bottom. But we've got Feb going to go off the board, so you've got the back months at a pretty good premium. So is that going to be kind of the limiting factor here now?
I think so. I mean, the Aprils have really kind of tried to rally out of here, and then the spread versus the Feb Aprils is historically wide. That's kind of kept a lid on this April. You're exactly right, this volatility. I've been trying to pick a bottom in hogs personally for 3 weeks.
Good luck, huh?
Yeah, unsuccessfully. It's been my albatross this month. But, it sure seems like this 84 to 86 level in April is trying to establish a low. When we dipped below that 85 level this week, we saw some pretty decent buying. We have a fairly significant buying tail there. Here again today, the 84, 85 seems to be a value area, but I just think we're going to struggle to rally until we get this Feb off the board. Just racking my brain around it because, I mean, the front end's very weak. I don't think cash is necessarily that weak as it implies. I don't think we can really go anywhere until we get this Feb off the board.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Garrett Toy with Ag Trader Talk. That is Markets here on Markets Now.